call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Let's go to the phones to start things out and talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about something you brought up last hour, which was about phone calls being monitored across the country, that every phone, you know, whether or not it was technically and feasibly possible for all phone traffic
across
the nation to be monitored.
It just seems so vast. I mean, there's so many people calling at any given moment. It just seems so difficult. Are you going to say that this is a possibility?
Yeah, I think that it's absolutely a possibility, and I've heard several different highly technical radio programs from some people who were sort of insiders in the business. I actually heard one very interesting call on a radio show. It was like a hacking radio show where this guy called, and the only way he was willing to be on the air was by calling. He called one of his friends, who then relayed what he had to say to the person on the radio show by voice. I guess there's some sort of technical term called like something like a dead trap or something like that for that type of call, where it's completely untraceable because air gapping, where there's actually no physical line link to that person because he thought that the information was he really didn't want it to trace back to him. I guess he worked for one of these phone companies. At any rate, what I'm hearing is that there are indeed definitely huge data centers, and the way that I would guess that this sort of thing works is that they would, and this is sort of new, I guess the old system, the carnivore program, they were scanning phone calls for words and then just sort of cherry-picking out the calls that they wanted to monitor. In other words, certain words like bomb, you know, Osama bin Laden, whatever, those certain things in a conversation would cause them to flag that call and then record it from that point forward. Well, apparently what the system that they've switched to now is they gather up everything, like a vacuum cleaner. They capture all the calls, and I assume that it would be like a buffer that they would say have a certain time frame. Maybe they capture a week's worth of calls, right? And then they have a week of play time, right, for which a computer could then scan through, like something like, for example, there's websites like Podzinger or Podscope or Everyzing or something like that. These sites that allow you to search audio for certain words.
I mean, voice recognition is getting very, very good. There's no doubt about that.
So I would assume that they could capture a buffer of audio and then search it. You know, then they would have these computers just go through this audio.
So you don't believe the searching is being done live? You believe it's being done after the fact?
Yeah, absolutely. It might be being done both ways, you know, both live and after the fact. And then they have certain calls that are flagged, and then they have certain people that they're paying to actually listen to those calls and decide whether, you know, make a human decision. Do we want to keep this call or dump it? You know, and then they have... I would bet that there are certain levels of calls. Like, okay, these are fairly safe to just throw out. These are, we might want to give a listen to. Obviously, they're not going to be able to have a human being listen to every single call, but I bet they have different flagging systems.
You know, I wonder, and thank you for clarifying that, but I wonder of all the calls that are suspicious, right, with people using terms like bomb, you know, I wonder how many of them are just teenagers talking about who knows what.
Oh, I try to do it often, actually, especially since I know someone who works for the sheriff's department. Every single call that I have with her, I try to mention things like bomb and Osama and, you know, just every, because it upsets her.
Right.
So it's fun.
Because, well, it would seem to me that if you were a terrorist and you were serious about being a terrorist and therefore serious about keeping your communications relatively secret, wouldn't you go through the extra steps that are necessary to encrypt your call somehow to...
Which is easy, very easy to do. I think you can download audio encryption programs to be able to do that. Or you can even buy phones now that I think have built-in hardware encryption.
Right. And in which case they can't monitor that, then it's just going to be digital garbage that they're going to be listening
well,
to.
Well, if they can scramble it, they can de-scramble it.
Yeah, but that takes a lot more time.
Oh, yeah, does it ever. Let's just, you know, to keep in mind here, even if you have super powerful computers, if you have an encryption code based on a, you know, a 256-bit key, which is, that's huge. I mean, let's just say 64-bit key. It's going to take you, if it's strong, in other words, if the key that's being used is something that contains letters and numbers, and that key is then being used to encrypt data, especially audio, like even text, if you're talking about a password, like a contextual password, it could take months to decrypt that key.
Right.
And if you're talking about audio data, forget it. We're talking years. I mean, and again, with strong stuff, if it's like, as you go up in characters, as you get like 8, 10, 12 characters in that key, the gap jumps from months to years to millennia.
Well,
in that short little time frame.
I'm sure the United States government, if it was coming from, say, a North Korean submarine, if there is such a thing, that they would
not taking on water.
If there is such a thing as a North Korean submarine, that they would likely put a lot of computers on that and be able to break it relatively quickly. But
I don't
when
know
you're talking about all the telephone calls that are encrypted in the United States, and I'm not saying that there's a bunch of them, but there's enough to give them problems. I think that you may be right.
I think that your average computer is actually fairly heavy. If you try to bring that many supercomputers on the North Korean rickshaws, they're probably going to sink and become submarines.
Well, Johnson, thanks for the call and the expertise.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. 800-259.
No offense to the North Koreans listening.
1-800-259-9231. What he's pointing out to you, Mark, is that the longer the encryption code is, the more difficult it is to figure out. That's why they recommend when you go to websites that you have a password that's at least 6 characters long, and many sites want you to have letters and numbers mixed together because
right.
It's that much more difficult to crack. And so he's suggesting that, well, if you've got a decent encryption scheme, it may be several months, maybe years before they could even possibly crack it. And by that time, you've already had 20 other conversations, all of which you could have changed the encryption key every single time, meaning they'd have to crack each individual conversation if they wanted to listen to every single one of them. So it's just infeasible. It just in a world of reality, it's infeasible to possibly listen to these conversations, and especially if you mix in just innocuous conversations. What if you've got people out there that are just encrypting every conversation just because they like to? Then what? I mean, then they're going to be talking about their dogs and their love life, and then they're going to be wasting months decrypting that crap.
I probably should have asked the caller this, but what about, can I encrypt my phone and you not encrypt your phone?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question. Either way, if you're going to encrypt your phone, I'd have to have some sort of decryption hardware on my end.
It would seem like it.
So, theoretically, that's possible, but if I don't have the hardware, then what good is that? So, if I've got the hardware, why wouldn't I want to turn my site on, too? All right, let's continue the calls. Go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Well, it seems like we've been having a problem that is a good problem to have lately, and that is it takes a little longer to get through than it used to.
It is a good problem to have, but it's always good to hear from you, Dave. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my open carry incident on Saturday, which I guess is my third open carry incident in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And I was going to Murphy's Staff Room to the monthly Free Stater meeting and walking towards it with a Glock holstered, and the Department of Safety Trooper, a state trooper, spotted me and stopped me, and as has happened before, people came pouring out of the restaurant, including a videographer, and this resulted in a YouTube video that as of today, after just being on YouTube for a few days, has got 23,000 views.
That's incredible.
Wow.
And that's actually because somebody posted, I think Dennis Goddard or somebody posted it to dig.com, and it really blew up. It is an incredible video. What's the easiest way for people to go and see this, Dave?
I'd say go to YouTube and type Open Carry New Hampshire.
Okay, very good. It's approximately, I think, a 10-minute video or something like that. What do you want to give us the rundown? How did this happen? What was your response when the trooper approached you? For those of our listeners who aren't going to take the time to do that, do you have time to explain the situation?
Well, what happened a little bit differently this time from in the past was that we have this new sort of citizen 911 system, private 911 system sort of set up.
Yes.
And I just called that from the location where the cop was starting to ask me questions.
Dave, can you hang on? I want you to tell the story, and I want to make sure you have enough time, okay? Hang on. 800-259-9231. It is an amazing one. We'll come back with it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 8th, 2007, gold 675.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $697.07, $343.90 for half, $171.95 for quarter. That's $697.07, $343.90, and $171.95. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We had a call come in last hour at the end of the hour from Kate, who, I think it's her boyfriend. I don't think they're married. But her and her boyfriend, Bill, had recently moved from Virginia over the weekend. They moved up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've got Dave on the line in New Hampshire. He is also what one would consider an early mover of the Free State Project. And it's things like what you're about to describe, Dave, that are really getting people excited. They're really getting people ready to move as soon as possible. It's great activists like you and Russell Canning and all the other people out there here in New Hampshire that are really getting people revved up and helping people move sooner rather than later. Now, what you're going to tell us is you just started a story where you were going to what is a regularly scheduled meeting of Free State Project early movers and activists here in New Hampshire, in Manchester, at a place called Murphy's Tap Room, which actually happens to be owned by Free State Project members and early movers. And you were walking towards the tap room. What were you, about 40 feet away from the entrance? Something like that? Dave? Do we have Dave back? David?
Can you hear me? Okay, hello.
We've got you. We've got you. What were you about? How far were you parked away from the entrance?
I was about 50 yards away from the entrance.
So 50 yards away from the entrance, you started walking towards the place when a state trooper decided to pull you aside.
That's correct. And he, you know, he saw that I was wearing a Glock on my in a holster, and he just had just a short time to decide whether to try and stop me or not.
Was he on foot, or was he pulling up on, you know, in his vehicle at that time?
He was driving by.
Gotcha.
But anyway, he stopped behind me, then got out and, you know, said, "Sir, you know, I speak with you for a second." And so as I always did, I just kept my hands easy where he could see them, you know, and he said, "Don't reach for your gun."
Sure.
And of course I said, "Of course I'm not gonna do that," you know. And but he proceeded to ask me various questions. He wanted my identification, and I wouldn't give it to him because you're not required to show identification as a pedestrian. That would mean you have to carry identification as a pedestrian.
Sure, and you could just be out for a walk. I mean, there's no requirement to carry ID at all times, thankfully, in this country, at least not yet. And what was your response to him when he asked you for your ID? It was caught on the video, but for those that don't have the benefit of watching that, what was your response?
Well, you know, I mainly said, "I intend no disrespect, but I'm not going to show you my ID. I'm not required to."
Right. I love the way you handle these cops, because you weren't rude, but at the same time, you were very firm in that you knew your rights and you were exercising them.
Correct. So, you know, he didn't like that. He really wanted to know who I was and everything. I kept telling him who I was. I said, "I'm Dave Ridley, you know, and mm-hmm. from Manchester, and that's all I'm really required to tell you. I'm not required to show you papers."
He's lucky he got that out of you. The last time I was around activists that were dealing with the cops was Lauren Canario, who insisted that her name was V. She was wearing a V mask at the time, so he should feel good. So what else happened, Dave?
That's true. Well, you know, of course, you know, Roger came out and started filming it very early on. They saw me inside there, and I was on the line with Porcupine 411. Kind of getting play-by-play as to what happened, so he sort of melded that audio into his video.
Before you go on with the description, let me give a quick rundown of Porcupine 411. It's a brilliant little piece of software that was created by, actually, our IT guy, Error, here. He does behind-the-scenes work on Free Talk Live, but he put this together, and it's a phone number that you can call, and it's a, you know, it's like a 603 area code. So you call this number if there's an emergency or you need to get a message out to the activists here in New Hampshire, and you leave a message, and once you're done leaving the message, and you've left messages that were several minutes long, so I don't know what the maximum length is, but it seems pretty lengthy. And then the system, once you hang up, distributes that message as a wave file, a compressed wave file, distributes it to everybody who's on this email list, which is apparently at this point several dozen people. So instantaneously, your message goes out to all sorts of different interested parties, and they can respond in whatever way they feel is right. It's just a brilliant, brilliant system, brilliant communication venue. So if you will continue with the story. So you called Porcupine 411, you refused to show ID. A bunch of people came out of Murphy's Tap Room, a bunch of early movers came out, one with a video camera, and they sort of gathered around, and then what happened?
Well, then the police kept asking me for that, and then some of the folks in the crowd started giving them grief, and some of them, maybe the cops a little more grief than they deserved, because they were not trying to humiliate me or drag me off or anything like that. You know, they just didn't fully understand the law, and they hadn't had much time to stop and think about what they were doing. And so they just kept asking me, and I kept explaining to them that I was not required to answer the questions, and that I was not going to show them identification.
Mm.
But I gave them some thoughts, you know, about open carry, about why it's important, if I recall correctly. Anyway, eventually they, can you hear me okay?
We got you.
Okay, anyway, they kind of wanted to leave. The cops kind of wanted to leave.
Yeah, I know why they wanted to leave, too. If you watch the video, which, again, you can go to YouTube and search for, was it Dave Ridley, or what are the search terms they should look for?
I would say Open Carry New Hampshire is probably
open. Open Carry
YouTube.
New Hampshire, that should pull it up. And it's also at the NHFree.com forums, so if you look around, just look for Dave Ridley harassed by the police or whatever I think is the topic name. But there were actually some signs posted to the traffic lights, poles, or something like that, and it was for a car wash that was down the street. And the cops wanted to go and, you know, take the signs down because apparently the Girl Scouts were having a car wash down the street and had illegally posted signs up on this telephone pole.
Well, they thought that the signs belonged to whatever organization this was that was out here protesting on the corner that must be happening, and they didn't realize that people had just poured out of a restaurant
right.
to come in support of Dave.
Yeah, they thought, didn't the cops think that they were being framed or something like that, or being set up because so many people all of a sudden showed up out of nowhere?
They did, and that's really happened almost every time there's an open carry incident, because I think we're just prepared enough, you know, without being prepared, without having, you know, without expecting something to happen at a specific moment. We just, you know, some of us are just naturally able to respond, you know,
mm-hmm.
to these things, and they're just taken so aback by that, they figure that it must well be pre-planned. But that's what we're able to do spontaneously.
Wow, it's just incredible. And this is, you know, this is the stuff that's happening with a handful. I mean, 200 early movers at this point. Can you imagine what this is going to be like, Dave, when there are 1,000 people here, let alone 20,000 activists? It's incredible.
Yeah, I think it's real good to focus on that, too, because we get caught up a lot on focusing on the police state and stuff like that. You know, we also are going to have a lot of good things that are going to happen in the future, and it's good to focus on that and just think about that, because thoughts become things.
Awesome.
Now, well, I saw this video myself and watched it, and you know, first off, what we're talking about is an untrained officer, and that's not excusable. Absolutely. You know, the New Hampshire Constitution says that you can carry a gun on your hip exposed, and you should be able to do so, and the officers should be trained in that.
Yeah, they should leave you the hell alone, which they're going to learn their lesson eventually.
And, you know, every cop is going to ask for your papers, citizen, so, that's what he did. But it just seemed like, I don't know, prancing around and goading him was a lot of what was going on.
Well, Russell was doing that. Dave wasn't goading him at all. I thought Dave was, you know,
Dave was respectful.
Very nice. And Dave,
I just met the crowd.
Thank you for sharing the story. We really appreciate it. Everybody should go to YouTube. According to my board op, if you just search for Open Carry, that'll put it on the top. That'll put Dave's video right there at the top of the search results. And it's an amazing video. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805 805- 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-800-317-9547.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we do give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine. freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with our friend Dave from here in New Hampshire. He's one of the, I would say, most active of activists. He's was telling us about an incident that he had over the weekend with the Manchester police and the state police here in New Hampshire. They had pulled him aside while he was walking to a meeting of Free Staters. And he, as he normally does when he's going to be in public with a group of people, he open carries because, well, here in New Hampshire, we have that freedom still. Most of America does not. Most of our listeners probably do not have the liberty to walk around in their city with a gun on their hip. We can do it here in New Hampshire. It's fully legal. But Dave's purpose is he wants to do this not because he's afraid of crime happening, because New Hampshire, there's just not a lot of crime here because we have a lot of gun freedom. So it's not like he's concerned with there going to be some sort of random shooting. He just wants to exercise his right, because he understands that if you have rights and you don't exercise them, then eventually you're doomed to lose them. If nobody open carries a weapon and only a handful of people ever do it, people get freaked out by people seeing these weapons. They may, you know, decide to pass a law against it and change, you know, change the regulations. So he's out there exercising that freedom that he still has. And I think that's a really important thing that he's doing. And as he pointed out, these cops don't know what the law is. They don't understand that people can open carry. Or even if they do understand it, apparently they still think they can harass people for it. So that's what they tried to do, and they didn't know what they were getting into. All of a sudden, people pour out of the meeting location, one of them with a video camera, and almost the entire thing was caught on tape, which you can go and see for yourself. If you go to YouTube and search for open carry, it'll be, I think it's the first result that comes up. Now, Mark, you said you didn't like what Russell Canning was doing in the video, because it was Dave that was being questioned by the police, but then a bunch of people came out, including Russell Canning, who's also a well-known activist here in the state. What was your objection with what Russell was doing?
Goading. You know, it just...
I found it hilarious.
I know you did. And, you know, I understand that there's a lot of people that could be very entertained by all of that,
mm-hmm.
and it... To me, it seemed a flagrant and uncalled for.
It's uncalled for them to harass somebody for open carrying.
The guy made a mistake, and I think I made it clear that
they didn't go away. They held him in the side of the road for several minutes.
He didn't know he made a mistake, and everybody he stops is innocent, Ian.
Right, but then two other Manchester cops showed up to as backup or whatever.
Right, and the supervisor came. He took the statey to the side. He talked to him for a moment,
mm-hmm.
and then the sergeant returned. He basically said, look, you can't have a organized protest here. I don't know what's going on, but you can't have an organized protest. If you are having an organized protest, you need to have a permit like everybody else. If not, everything's fine. See you later.
I thought that was funny because then one of the people in the group pointed out that the only reason why there was a group of people on the corner was because the cops had started harassing Dave in the first place.
Sure.
None of those people would
have been. The sergeant did not know that.
I understand. I just thought it was very important for them to point it out. I was glad that they did.
I didn't see any villains here. I saw an uninformed statey. That's what I saw.
Well, I thought that Russell was hilarious in the things that he was saying and doing. My favorite part of the video was where Russell waves his hand in front of this Manchester cop who's just looking as stonewall as he possibly can. And, you know, he's just trying to like, hey, we're people. Can't you talk to us like people? Basically was the point that he was making instead of being so officious and awful in their demeanor. And it was just hilarious. So go and see it if you get a chance. Let's go to the phones and talk to Josh in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Josh.
Hey guys, man, I've been listening to you guys for a year.
Great, what's on your mind?
Well, the first thing on my mind is that I like the name Manwich.
Yeah, yes, you've been listening, I guess, for a while.
A long time.
Yeah, that's very cool. The reason why I called up was because of the wiretap.
Sure.
And then the whole time I've been on hold, you brought me up on three different other issues.
Okay. You can address
the first one.
Go ahead.
Is that I would really like to get in touch with you guys about police state news in Kalispell.
What's going on over there?
Well, it is a very police state, and I've been not exactly monitoring, but just watching the police since, I don't know, I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
They started out maybe just a cult on their side. And then they've, you know, went to machine guns or M16, not M16s, but...
MP5s?
Yep. And fully automatic shotguns.
Right. And this
I mean,
is in
Kalispell. They have went up on that, but... Let's not lose that. So that's one thing I want to talk to you later about. The other thing was the sacral wedgie.
That's one of GCN's.
Which kind of threw me off on my other subjects. And
that's
then
one of the network sponsors.
And you guys were talking about Girl Scouts, and then I was like, are they real Girl Scouts or like what? But.
Wow, all you're right. All over the map, aren't you?
Think you? Government plants?
The very important thing that I need to talk about here,
yes.
is on the top of the page, is the wiretapping.
Okay.
And in 1999, 98, well, it might have even started in 97. I didn't get into it until 98. there was this company in Kalispell that just started hiring up a bunch of dudes that... or families, that wanted to go around the country and work on in the bill.
Yeah.
And that was during in all the time I've been on national radio.
That's all right, man. I understand. That's okay. It's the pressure zone.
So
what bill are you referring to, though? What are you talking about?
The whole Bell South breakup and everything. We were a part of that back in 1998 into 1999. And I traveled around the country, and I asked everybody, what the hell are we doing? These telephone lines are already in place.
Yeah.
But we're hooking up extra wires into them.
For the federal government, is what you're saying.
Well, I didn't know it was for the federal government at the time. I still don't know. All I'm saying is that I did travel around the country, and this company is still here, and they're still sending people out, but they're not paying as good as they did back then in 1999.
You know, Josh, I think you're on to something, and I really appreciate the call. Hope hearing from you again in the future. 1-800-259-9231. I know how hard it can be to call a talk show. I still get nervous when I call talk shows. I still get, you know, the butterflies in the stomach.
I love
still
the feeling.
The quickened pace, you know, the heartbeat, that sort of thing. And so I get it. I'm not really quite sure what it was Josh was trying to say, but I appreciate the call.
He's seen some evidence that, in fact, our phones are being tapped by giant government organization.
Right.
And he also liked the name Manwich.
Which is a good name.
It was a good name. The Manwich thing and the Sacra Wedgie thing were
funny. That was good stuff, yeah.
Yep.
You know what, also, and the point about watching the cops is what he started talking about. And that I really want to jump back onto because I think that's really critical. Because the cops are watching us, right? The cops, it's been revealed now that police departments across the country have been monitoring, for instance, peace activism groups as suspected terrorists. I don't understand the logic there, but that's what they're doing. The cops, if you go out to protests and there are cops present, there are very good chances that either the uniformed police officers will have their own video cameras, also very good chances that undercover cops will be in the crowd, also videotaping the events. So, you know, the fact is the cops are out there watching you. Let's turn the cameras around on the cops now while we still can, while it's still legal to do that. The more people that we can get armed with video cameras at a moment's notice, like we were talking with Dave earlier, pulled aside by the cops on the side of the road. Dave had his cell phone with him, and he opened an audio recording when he was pulled over to the side. But somebody came out of the local the restaurant with a video camera in hand. So it's really critical that if you're going to be an activist, that you have somebody on the scene that's going to have a camera. And these days, they're only a couple $100. It's so affordable.
I love the Berkeley model of Cop Watch.
More on the way. We can talk about Cop Watch here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us in the podcast awards. It's a once a year sort of a voting occasion. Though you can vote more than once for this podcast awards. You can vote once per day. Once every 24 hours, you can vote at podcastawards.com. Scroll down the list till you get to the political category, select Free Talk Live, and vote for us. Do it today. Do it tomorrow. You can do it all the way through August 11th. We've won this award twice in a row, and we'd love to make three. You know, three's a charm, all that sort of thing. Go to podcastawards.com, political category, vote for Free Talk Live.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses support Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones to the fun, and we'll continue talking about Cop Watch here in a moment. Let's go first to Doug in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
I just heard Josh talking about more of a police state in Kalispell here.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if you guys were aware about, I think it was two Saturdays ago, on the North Fork of the Flathead River, they had a checkpoint there.
Oh, boy.
And what were they checking for?
Well, they're pulling people over, making them stop in their boat, you know, pull off to the side.
Hmm. Oh, a boating checkpoint. Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the river.
Wow.
What could they be possibly checking for?
Drug smugglers, of course, yeah. Mark.
That's crazy. But, yeah, they would ask for your ID and then give people breathalyzers. Huh. And if they failed the breathalyzer, they would search the boat for trash. And if they didn't have trash, they'd get littering fines. So
they would just presume that the people were littering?
Yeah.
Is it not possible?
They failed a breathalyzer.
Is it not possible that somebody pre-gamed, if you will, and got really, really drunk before they got on the boat and didn't bring any trash on board with them?
That's what I do, and I sure wouldn't have my wallet with me on a raging river, you know?
That is amazing. I've never heard of such a thing. How do they, I mean, what do? They just have a cop boat sitting there with its lights on and they, you know, barking at everyone through a megaphone to stop their engines, that sort of thing?
I'm not exactly sure. It was actually the daughter of the local radio station here, and they talked about it on their show. So
really?
That's how I heard about it.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to get in touch with her. Maybe she can call and tell the story. So she was actually somebody who was stopped and breathalyzed.
Yeah, it was her. Yeah, her and three of her friends, and they, you know, talked about the whole checkpoint. And,
ugh, it's disgusting, isn't it? I mean,
you're going out, you know, on a Saturday to have fun. You might even be a tourist, you know. There goes that. Right
well,
there.
We all know that whenever there's fun to be had, there are going to be government people nearby to ruin it. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate hearing from
you.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go unscreened to the amplifier line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's Brian in Colorado.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to your talk about the chipping animals.
Yes, this was from a few days ago. Yes, the microchips.
Yeah, but I think that's a good idea, too. Where we live, cats, you know, they stay inside because there's coyotes and, you know, raccoons and all kinds of other creatures that, you know, just as soon see them as nice, soft, chewy meat.
Mm-hmm.
So one time we had a friend stay at the house sit for us when we left. Yeah, and the cat had to go down and, you know, he was horking up something. So he took him down to the vet and got everything fixed. And the vet said, "You want to have your cat chipped?" And he said, "Yeah, okay, that's a good idea." You know, they sold him on the idea.
Sure.
So I have this, you know, the idea is that when they find a stray animal, that they, you know, will call you up and say, we got your cat. I have this vision of getting a call from the vet saying, "We got your coyote."
Oh, God. That's cute.
He's eating my cat.
I don't know how responsive the RFID chips are. As I understand it, they put them usually in the same place on the animals on one particular paw. So I don't know if you could just hit the animal itself with a scanner. I think you probably have to focus on one area of the pet. But funny nonetheless, Brian. Any other thoughts?
We'll be there next week. I'm taking the family out. I got two boys that want to go to college in New Hampshire. They want to be part of the Free State Project.
Excellent.
So
that is fantastic.
We're all going to be there next week.
We're looking forward to that. I guess you've offered to take us out to lunch, which is awfully nice of you. And,
yeah, that's a good way to get Ian out of the house.
I would have gone out
anyway for free food.
Oh, stop it. I would have gone out anyway.
Oh, shoot. I had to offer free lunch to get you out of the house?
No, don't listen to him. He's a liar. He's a salesman, for Christ's sake.
Well, I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Yep. Thanks, dude. We'll see you then. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I'm not suggesting you're always a liar, Mark. You embellish a bit.
What are you talking about?
You embellish a bit when it comes to me and me getting out of the house. For I'll have you know, I was on my bicycle yesterday and over the weekend as well, and I've been out and about quite a bit, as a matter of fact.
I guess
just
what
because
I'm saying,
I look like a hermit doesn't mean I am.
I guess what I'm saying, get out, I don't, what I really mean is not just get out and get a little sunshine, which I want you to do on a daily basis. I think sunshine's good for one's brain. But secondly, I mean, get out and talk to real people. I don't mean just liberty activists that are here in New Hampshire. I want you to get out and speak to the real, live human beings here in Keene and interact with them enough so that you, you know, you aren't completely surrounded by the whole
I call the talk
liberty
show
patriot
in the morning.
Movement thing. No, you're going on a talk show and you're preaching.
I'm not preaching. I'm talking.
You're
talking about the issues.
And you're absolutely not interacting in the same way you would with a human being.
Uh-huh.
Because
so
you're going on there with an intent and an agenda.
What do you qualify as going out interacting with regular people, like ordering at a restaurant? Because that's what you do. You go out and you eat at a restaurant.
How about going to the gym and working out?
Well, that would require working out, and I'm not so interested in that.
Well,
I'd rather get on my bicycle and,
it'd be a good workout
and
for
bike
you.
Around. No thanks.
I know you're not interested in doing any of these things, otherwise you'd be doing them.
That's right. I've got a girlfriend who's very satisfied with me, and if we're going to go out and exercise, we're going to do it together, and it's not going to be going to the gym.
I'm just suggesting that you get out there and talk to some real people in a way that's not, you know, like on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's not on the radio, and it's Because that's a certain sort of talking.
I was out for
a point and agenda to make.
I was out for 4 hours at the recent Freedom Fest, mm-hmm. talking with random people as they came by.
At the Freedom Fest.
Right.
Well, you were once again pushing an agenda. You had your world's smallest political quiz. You were getting people to take the world's smallest political quiz.
I'm on the board of directors of Cheshire Television.
At which point you talk about the agenda of the Cheshire Television, and you hope to get more liberty activists involved in
there. There's nothing liberty-oriented involved there.
Not currently.
Bureaucracy.
Except that you're on it. I'm just saying, get out and interact with normal individuals, and you'd be surprised at the conversations that come up.
Thanks for the suggestion, Mark. I think I'm doing just fine. Appreciate it.
I know you do.
Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Mike, listening in California. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's on your mind? What's up? What's
scrotum.
Up? Sorry?
Scrotum.
Are you saying scrotum? Thanks for the call.
Bad.
Appreciate hearing from you. So Cop Watch, you mentioned Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Cop Watch originated, but it's now all in many major markets. Detroit, I know, I think Phoenix has a Cop Watch. Even some smaller areas. I know that here in Keene, there are some activists that are considering putting together a Cop Watch. It's a very simple concept. The idea is you get together a group of people that care about keeping an eye on the police, keeping the cops honest, right? We want the cops to not be corrupt, you know? We want them to be honest, trustworthy, and so having cameras around can help with that. And what you do is you get preferably at least two people, because they're power in numbers, right? If it's
right.
just you by yourself, they can very easily harass you, arrest you, plant something on you, that sort of
something
thing.
Official looking, like a vest or a lanyard,
right.
sort of makes one look like the press.
Right.
Which, there's no reason the Cop Watch, this Cop Watch stuff can't be edited to video and put on the local cable access channel.
Or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
which would make you, in fact, the press.
That's correct. And so I've got myself a spiffy little lanyard, put the Free Talk Live logo on it, and the logo of the Keene Free Press, and whatever other media I'm tied in with here, Cheshire Television, for instance. And I go around, and I've got my video camera. And the idea is, with Cop Watch, you want to have like a police scanner, so you can listen to it and find out where the cops are. Instead of having to drive around the city and just sort of randomly encounter them, you want to find out where they are, where they're going to, and then go there as well, show up on the scene, and just very, don't actually get in the cop's way,
right?
But videotape the scene. And the purpose is to help protect that individual who could normally be harassed by some unscrupulous cops. They'll all of a sudden be on their best behavior because the cameras are present.
Or just as easily to protect the cops in the sense that, some people don't think cops are very good people. So here's some video to prove that they're doing their job correctly.
Right. And again, the more people that have cameras accessible to them, the better. Because what you might want to do is just do a spontaneous cop watch, where if you are just out and about doing whatever, going out and talking to people like normal, and you see some normal people being pulled over by the cops, you happen to have a video camera with you, step out of your car, throw on your press badge, and you're in cop watch mode. They're not expecting these sorts of things, but if it keeps happening, then they'll be used to it. Then you'll just be part of their job, and it won't be a big deal to them anymore. It's an important thing to do. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.